From the top of the Empire State Building.
Katie Lee, one of our favorite chefs. She has such a great life. She's coming in a little while. What time is she coming in?
In like 30 minutes.
What a day. We have Katie Lee, our favorite chef, coming in a few moments. Also, and we're going to eat her dog, by the way. She brought her dog. We're going to eat her dog.
Okay.
It's also our friend Katie Lee. Her new season of Beach Bites is on Cooking Channel. Her second episode is tonight. Other than Beach Bites, I really like her.
She's a sweetheart.
Well, Beach Bites makes me mad.
Why?
Because this is her job. Katie Lee gets to put on a bathing suit, hang out next to water, and eat barbecue.
Yes.
But think about the downside. She has to stay in shape because she's in a bathing suit. So there's a lot that comes along with it. So she can but she can't eat as much as she'd probably like to.
Well, how boring would that be? Anyway, we'll talk to her in a second. She brought muffins. They have very healthy muffins. Once you eat one, it cleans you right out.
Good.
They request, well, I will talk about what you need to do, how you need to eat these muffins.
Okay.
Make sure you're hovering over a toilet when you're eating them.
Oh, jeez.
They're so delicious. Hey, Katie Lee is just one of our favorites. Even if she burned water, we would still love her. But she has this great, fresh, real-life approach, and she's a Southern girl like me. So she has this different understanding of food that all of you Yankees don't get. You Midwestern people. But anyway, she has several shows going on. The Kitchen's going on, and she's just always at these great food events. She'll be at the New York City Food and Wine Festival. We're doing something this summer.
Cool.
But her show called Beach Bites on the Cooking Channel just makes me mad.
You're so upset about
this. I'm really kind of jealous she does this. It's in its second season. Tonight's episode 2 of the second season. Please welcome to the show, donning incredible muffins, Katie Lee, and her dog, Gus.
Gus. It's all about Gus.
It really is all about Gus.
And Elvis, Katie wore a very special shirt for you.
I did. I wore this just for you.
Oh, Alex and the Zoo.
Animals.
You know how I love zoos.
Well, should I put my little headphones on?
If you want them. You don't have to wear them if you don't want them. There's your volume down there. Gus is in charge. Katie Lee, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I love it here.
Before we get into business, can we talk about sex dust?
Oh, sure.
Remember the morning I told you I was out with Katie Lee one night and she kept going on and on about sex dust.
Yeah. On and on.
On and on. By this company, Moon Juice.
Yes.
And so we've actually had some experimental sex dust moments on the show. How did you like it?
I haven't tried the sex dust. I've tried the brain dust.
How do you feel about that?
It didn't really do anything.
Really?
She's already, but she's brilliant already.
Wait, now I'm brain dead. Did the sex dust do something for you?
You know what? I just felt like a little extra energy, I guess you'd say.
You gave it your all.
Well, I actually took it when I wasn't planning to do anything.
Well, that's a waste.
And I thought, like, why do I feel like a little hot and bothered?
You know? Well, that's the best way to test it, though, because then you know it's not placebo effect if you weren't planning on it.
And I wasn't even really thinking about it. I just thought,
took a Cialis and realizing I'm by myself. It was just the biggest waste.
Why did you take it?
I don't know. Because I felt like popping a pill, I guess, you know?
No,
so I took a Cialis.
You wanted to see what
I wanted to see
do.
If it would work. Because I had a weekend coming up.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to give it, like, see what, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so these guys were delivering a treadmill to my house, and I had to cover up with a long shirt. Anyway, back to sex dust.
Was it one of those, like, 4-hour, if you experience, you know, incredible. Go to the hospital?
But isn't yours more like a C. Allen, not a C. Alice?
Oh, that's funny.
Nice, Danielle.
Anyway, so sex dust, I mean, this is what I love about Katie Lee. Sex dust aside, you're always sort of on the cutting edge of all these new fun elixirs and health powders. And
I like, you know, that kind of stuff, and I'm always trying something different.
What's the new one that has you all excited?
I am really into Daily Harvest. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
I love Daily Harvest.
Tell them about Daily Harvest.
So it is a smoothie. So it's kind of like, what would I call it? Like a Blue Apron for your smoothies.
Oh.
So instead of having to get out all the different fruit and put it together, whatever, it comes in a paper cup. It's frozen and it's all the fruit, the kale, hemp seeds, whatever. And then you just fill it with your choice of milk. So if you want to use almond milk, regular milk, whatever, put it into the blender, pour it back into the paper cup. It comes with a to-go lid, and then you're on your way for the day.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it just, you know, makes everything easy. So I do those a lot.
Where do you get that?
You just order it online, it shows up, and it's frozen. And
there you go.
And I like it because you can actually see the fruit that's in it. It's not like a puree already, so you know what you're getting.
It's like overnight oats for your smoothie.
They actually do overnight oats now, too. I haven't tried it yet, but they are making
those. Well, if they overnight oats... Is it two nights old?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about, I remember when the Food Network first started, the cooking channel later, you know, and these are just incredible hours of entertainment. And the cooking channel really has, in my opinion, taken the lead. I love the shows on cooking channel for various reasons. But we've all glamorized about what it would be like if we had our own show. Sometimes when I'm like making a peanut butter sandwich, I pretend there's a camera there. And
above you.
So you take the GIF.
You know, when I auditioned for the kitchen, I had to make a peanut butter sandwich on camera. That was our first audition.
Oh, wow.
And we had to go through and talk about what all we were doing to it. And they had all these different kinds of bread and different kinds of nut butters and jellies. And I just went with white bread. Regular, I think, like Jif and grape jelly, because that was the peanut butter sandwich I always wanted as a kid. My mom made the healthy, like she had this whole wheat bread that sucked every bit of moisture out of your mouth and natural peanut butter and 100% fruit jam. And I never, ever liked it.
No, we're all about the Smuckers. Anyway, so that was your audition. But we've all wondered what it would be like to have a show on the Cooking Channel. Well, so Katie Lee's show she's doing now, and it's in its second season. It's called Beach Bites. And she was here last time as you were kicking it off, and we got mad at you then. And now tonight actually is episode 2 of Beach Bites. Now, in your words, Katie, tell everyone what you do on Beach Bites, and you'll see why we're all pissed
off. Well, I travel around to beaches and eat.
I think it's harder work than because you have to stay in shape if you're going to be in a bathing
suit.
That
is the one cruel bit of it, is that I do sometimes wear a bathing suit on the show. And, you know, it's like after I've eaten a big burger. So I always ask, you know, if we're going to do a bathing suit scene, can we do that first thing in the morning?
Yeah.
Because who wants to put it on at 4 in the afternoon after you've eaten everything?
Right.
You put it on, you do a bunch of crunches.
And then you jump in front of the camera. Some push-ups and crunches.
But this is what's so incredible about the Cooking Channel. What happens here is they give you these shows. Look, food is food, some people think. But what if you think about beach food? The food you're going to eat while you're sitting in a bathing suit on a beach. There's sand between your toes. And this show takes you there. Katie's just brilliant at doing it. There's nothing better than watching Katie sit down to a big pile of conch. I just love saying the word conch. But you know what? There are some foods that are just meant for the beach, for the water. So
I love comfort food. That's always been my favorite thing. And I think a lot of beach foods are comfort foods because you think about when you're a kid, what you wanted when you were on vacation, and it takes you back to that place and time. It's nostalgic. And everywhere you go, every beach has their own type of cuisine.
Right.
So
take us to a few unique beaches and the foods they have.
So this season, I go to all beaches here in America. Last season, I did Caribbean, Mexico, and I really wanted to explore these places here that I'd never been. So tonight's episode, I go to Alabama, down to the Gulf Shores, and I have Alabama barbecue.
Yeah.
And white Alabama sauce. Barbecue. Yeah, white sauce. Which
I've never heard of white sauce.
Totally
sauce.
Different than anywhere else in the country. Oh. And that was really interesting, really good. And they also have such good shrimp down there. I went to Charleston and had tonight's episode's all barbecue and grill food. So I go to Charleston, South Carolina, and have barbecues, this great burnt ends with cheddar ale sauce all over it. It's amazing. Gosh. They use the Charleston beer.
I wish that someone would burn my end and pour some cheddar sauce on me.
Have a little sex dust in Cialis. You got a party. I go to San Diego and have grilled fish tacos. One of the coolest things I think I've ever experienced is on tonight's episode in Hawaii. I got to do a traditional emu, which is this way of roasting.
You ate an emu?
No, it's a pork. It's a way of roasting a pig. So they dig a hole in the ground and put the pig wrapped in banana leaves and burlap and roast it for about 12 hours.
Which is unique. The fire is typically on top of the pig.
Yes.
when you're like, well, you would think the fire would be under the pig, but the thing is you cover it with dirt, and so it turns it into like an underground oven.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
And it was so incredibly delicious. We went to this place called the Cliff Dive Grill, and it's right on the beach in Maui with the sun setting, and every night they do this cliff dive ceremony that is an ancient ceremony, and somebody who jumps off the cliff as the sun is setting, and you're drinking a Mai Tai eating this pork, and I thought, how in the world did I get someone to pay me to do this? Yeah, right? Like, how is this my job?
Tell me you had someone with you.
Yeah, we had a whole crew.
No. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like a boyfriend? No.
Yeah. No. You left him at home? No. Mai Tais and sunset? Oh, please.
By the way, can I say, your dog Gus has fallen asleep on your arm as you're talking?
He's totally bored by us.
I'm trying so hard to follow him.
We have to get Gus his own Instagram.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm using him for followers.
Look at you.
He can have his own.
But what an incredible day at the office you have.
Yeah. And it's like I pinch myself and I feel so lucky. And it was a great experience to get to explore America.
See, I'd like you to go where I'm from, Orchard Beach in the Bronx. You can have some White Castle hamburgers.
And then after they eat hamburgers on the beach, they go out to the parking lot and steal hubcaps.
Yeah,
but there's beaches episode. Everywhere, right?
Right. There
who is this?
Oh, that's me.
On the beach. I would be so bloated. I'd have gas.
She said you take it in the morning, Victor.
Oh, my gosh.
That was after a big hike, so I was feeling good about myself.
So what a fantastic way also to discover places to vacation. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm one of those people, I think, when I think about planning a vacation, I think about what's to eat there first.
Absolutely. And I don't want to go somewhere that doesn't have good food.
No.
Like, I'm not interested in a vacation where I'm going to have bad food.
Don't name places.
No. I won't. I don't want to offend anyone.
I know, but you know, food is, wherever you go in this world of ours, you learn so much about the history and the culture. Mm-hmm. It's like looking at their art and their architecture. There's their food as well. You learn more about the people through their food than anything else. And this is another, your show is a travel show as well.
Yeah, you're right. And food is what brings people together. And so you do learn about the people wherever you are. And it's a way of connecting. I also look to social media. You know, I go on Instagram and look at where people are eating. I do that. And if I'm taking a personal vacation, but also for Beach Bites, that was a way that I found a lot of these places. And again, that brings people together. Everybody's connecting, looking at these photos, deciding what they're going to eat. You know, I kind of like to fantasize about what I'm going to eat that night.
See, the thing is when you're obsessed, when you're food obsessed, like most of us are, it's you're planning your next meal while you're eating.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like what are we going to... Where are we going next?
Right.
Scary, would you like a muffin?
Yeah, the sweet aroma of these muffins permeating the room. And I'm like, oh my God.
Tell Scary about these muffins.
Okay, these are banana spelt muffins. So these are healthy muffins.
I'm all about that.
So, you know, they're not like cake. You usually eat a muffin and it's like a cupcake. But these have no guilt. Spelt flour is really high in fiber.
Oh, they're going to clean
you
right out.
They've
right?
got, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an added bonus.
That's why we have drains in our floors.
Oh my gosh.
Greek yogurt, bananas. So there's nothing in that you got to feel bad about.
How could something that tastes like this be so healthy?
Slather it with some cream cheese and it'll be really good.
By the way, the word slather is kind of fabulous. So Katie, of course, nominated for a 2017 Daytime Emmy.
Yes.
And in the Outstanding Informative Talk Show section.
That was so cool. I couldn't believe I got nominated for an Emmy. That was awesome.
Isn't it funny how you see these different industries crossing each other? You're seeing the food hospitality industry getting Emmys, you know, and that's what makes it so fantastic. I love your story. I love how you and I have this bond because we're both from the South.
Yep. I'm a hillbilly.
Yeah, me too. Give me some banjos, Gary. Make Katie Lee feel at home.
Oh my God, these are good.
Thank you.
So
you can eat two.
Yeah, and then you can be in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Here we go. Katie.
All right, now I feel right at home.
Yeehaw.
So for city dwellers, people who don't have time maybe, is there that one vegetable or herb that's the easiest to grow? So when you're making your dinner at home, you feel very, very cool about about adding to it with something you grew.
I can't grow anything. That's like my Achilles
heel. Would you like
heel.
To borrow a Cialis?
I'm a, oh gosh. I'm really? A terrible gardener. I kill everything.
Do you really?
Yes, it's really a bummer. Like, I used to like try to have a garden and spend all this money on plants and seeds, and then I would kill everything. So I just stopped trying.
Well, I was going to invite you over to help me with my garden. They just delivered these four huge pots uh-huh. I have outside, and they have irrigation in them and everything. I don't wow. know what to grow. I mean, I know that mint is easy.
Mint is really, basil. That's the only thing I've never not killed is mint because it just takes over. It's like a weed.
Well, I don't want you touching my vegetables.
No, I'll come and cook them for you all after right. you grow them.
I'm going to grow some pot up there, everything. I think is it legal now?
I think you've done that already, haven't you?
That I can help you with.
Okay, so before you leave, people are texting in for several things. They want to know okay. the name of the show. Okay, it's Beach Bites mm-hmm. on the Cooking Channel.
10 o'clock tonight.
Depending on where you are, right? Or is it 10 o'clock everywhere?
10 o'clock Eastern time, so 9 o'clock Central.
Also, people want to know the name of the smoothie company that you were mentioning.
Oh, Daily Harvest.
Is this an endorsement?
It is not an endorsement.
Are you paid to talk about
it? No. I did invest in their company, though, because I liked it so much
right.
that I contacted them and I gave them money. They didn't give me money. So.
Isn't that funny? It's funny how that works.
Yeah.
Perfect. And sex dust.
Sex dust, yeah. Which I am not invested in at all. But it clearly, so the last time when you called me and we talked about it, they sent me a huge gift bag.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Must have been a busy weekend. Oh, that was the brain dust. Why did they send me brain dust? I don't want to think. But anyway, Katie Lee, it's always a pleasure to have you
here. Oh, I just love coming here. You all are so much fun.
We're going to get some pictures because we have to get Gus.
Yes, Gus is sound asleep.
We bored him to death.
He's so bored. You know, last week when Beach Bites premiered, I did an Instagram Live the whole episode, and everybody was just writing in about Gus. They just wanted to see Gus.
Hey, whatever it takes to get him hooked. Whatever, it's promotion. We'll promote with any and every means.
I'll
possible.
Do it again tonight.
It's Katie Lee.
All right.
Yeehaw. Make her feel at home. Thank you for coming up to see us.
Thank you. Thank you. Katie
Lee.
Love you guys. Thank you.